9:43, 17 till then, getting a jump on the weekend on this Thursday morning, talking to Josh Danzig, owner of Where Yet Magazine. How you doing, Josh?
Good. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Where yet?
Where yet? It's another great weekend. Ready for the weekend, and going to be a little warm, but it's better than hurricanes.
It is. Absolutely well said. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so a great music theme is taking over this weekend. There's some super music events going on around town. One of the first things is going to be Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock, French Market. So if you haven't been to the French Market in a while, they're doing some great programming at their French Market performance stage. So it's going to be cooking and music, culture and cuisine. They have Diane Honoré, who's also known as Gumbo Marie, and as well as Big Chief Montana. So you're going to have some black masking Indians doing some music as well as a cooking demonstration. They're going to have free food samples while those last. And that's going to be going from noon to 1 o'clock. It's free. It's open to the public. A great excuse to get down to the French Market if you haven't been down there for a minute. Check out some of the vendors and some of the area places around there. After that, you wanted to keep your music theme going. From 1 to 3 o'clock, the Norman Mayer Library, they're doing a record swap. So vinyl records are back. You may have, Tommy, an old collection of great records. Some of them are worth a lot of money now.
Hmm. And
this Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Norman Mayer Library in Gentilly, you're going to be able to have an opportunity to connect with other music lovers, bring your records out, do some trading, get some new ones in exchange, and talk music, be around people who like music, get some new records to take home and listen to over
that
the weekend.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Where is that?
So that's at the Norman Mayer Library, which is in Gentilly. It's part of the New Orleans Public Library system. And this is an annual record swap that they do, I think, a couple times a year. Just a great way to interact with other people and get some new music to take home. Sales are not permitted. It's a free event. And you can really just go and refresh your collection.
I had some vintage albums, so I stored them in the attic, and that a hot summer will pretty well destroy those.
Oh, darn.
Yeah,
those are probably warped by now,
but
it's really come back. It's really interesting, and really a lot of the younger people in Gen Z are embracing the whole vinyl. So things always come back, right? It's like a spinning record.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep the music theme going. Saturday afternoon, and this is a good one for the kids, it is a free Son of a Saint block party. Son of a Saint, which is an organization you are probably familiar with,
sure.
They are celebrating 15 years. They're doing a free block party full of music, food, and just a lot of drinks, games. Preservation Hall Jazz Band is going to be out there, as well as DJ RQ Away. And that's a great event that's going to be taking place at their location. And it is a free event, but they do ask you to RSVP in advance so that they know that you're coming. But they're going to have Italian ice. They're going to have a community farm and market. They're going to have a hot dog stand. And again, that free live music from Preservation Hall Jazz Band and the DJ. So
how do you RSVP for that?
Just go to their website, sonofasaint.org, and you click on the block party link, and then you can RSVP. It's real easy. They just want to keep track of and know who's coming, and it's for friends and family. Again, it's a great thing to do with the kids. Get some cold Italian ice and out, see some of the vendors, and just celebrate 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So then keep the music theme going. Sunday night over at the Smoothie King Center, they're going to have a concert with Benson Boone. So he's a really hot up-and-coming musician who was opening up for Taylor Swift over in Europe. He's going to be bringing his Wanted Man tour on Sunday evening. That show is at 8 o'clock. He's got a single now, Beautiful Things, that's really big on the internet. And then on Tuesday, because who says that the weekend has to end on a Sunday? Sure. On Tuesday, Buddy Guy is going to be playing at the Sanger Theater. He's going to be celebrating his 90th birthday.
I saw that. Tell me about him. That seemed fascinating to me.
Yeah, so, you know, Buddy Guy is one of the great blues musicians and really great musicians of American music. He just won a Grammy last year for his most recent blues album. He just turned 90 years old. He's going to be playing a special show at the Sanger, doing a lot of his hits. You can, I think, expect some special guests. Some local musicians, I wouldn't be surprised, will be joining him. But Tuesday evening may be the last time to see this musician. And it's really an important part of American culture. He's really given so much and contributed so much. He's actually going to be doing a big, big show in New York on October 1st. He's going to be joined by Eric Clapton and John Mayer and some real superstars. But Tuesday night, there's still some great seats available at the Sanger. You can go see him. And you know, to me, the Sanger's the best venue in the city to see a live music show. So yeah, a lot of great things for music, a lot of great things for the family around that and so forth. And then keeping with the music theme, Mushroom Records, and talking about records. So I don't know if you've been to Mushroom Records.
Yep, or long
so
time ago.
That's right. So they are the longest operating independent record store in the city. I think they've been around since 1969. It's right over near Tulane and Loyola on Broadway. So they're doing kind of a back-to-school poster sale. So they have, you know, all kinds of great records and CDs and T-shirts. And, you know, if you want some posters to decorate your office or for the kids to decorate their room, if you buy three posters, you'll get one poster for free. So, yeah. A lot of good stuff. You have anything planned yourself this weekend?
No, but I'm looking at the site. I'm looking at this vintage festival. That looks interesting.
Yeah, so that kind of keeps with the music theme as well. It's really interesting. So that's going to be at the House of Blues. That's going to be on Saturday and Sunday. That's, I believe, the second year they've been doing it. You're going to have over 60 different vintage clothing vendors. So the vintage movement, I don't know if you're familiar, has really come back, and it's really, really big. And this is as far as old T-shirts, old hats. The shirts and clothing really from the 90s are some of the hottest things right now, where there are old T-shirts that are selling for hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's really become a big, big industry. There's vintage clothing stores around the city. So this is a great festival. It's going to be a two-day affair with many, many vendors. Day one is going to have a special appearance by 90s Kids Closet and live reworking, where they're going to be restoring some stuff that's made in the hood. And day two theme is going to be a Midsummer Mardi Gras, where they'll be offering not only vintage clothing, but wide variety of costumes from Halloween and Mardi Gras themes, which, you know, Halloween is, what, 60 days, 70 days away. Time to start thinking about costumes. So have that and everything in between, in addition to restock traditional vintage clothing and the like. They'll also have some drinks available, food available, and that's, even if you're just curious to see what that phrase is about, they're going to have over 60 vintage clothing vendors. That'll be going from noon to 4 with an early bird time starting at 10:30 a.m.
If somebody were to tell you, invite you to a party with 90s-themed clothing, what would you wear?
Great, great question. So, you know, you're probably...
And I lived through it, but I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. So you remember, like, grunge clothing from the band Nirvana? So those kind of, like, flannel shirts, the Doc Martens boots. There was a real phase with some 90s movies you might remember. So then you also have and with the vintage clothing, it's these graphic t-shirts. So they call them graphic tees. And think of like Whitney Houston or some of these popular 90s musicians. And if you can get shirt Whitney Houston from the 90s also, as well as maybe Tupac Shakur or the Spice Girls, and you have one that was from that time, those are super, super valuable.
Baggy jeans, too, somebody tells me?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you've got bucket hats, overalls. You remember the fanny pack phase?
I got you now.
Neon fanny pack. You know, maybe you could get into the parachute pants from the Can't Touch This videos and so forth.
Those too. Now I got you. Now yeah. I'm remembering. Okay.
There you go.
Tell me a little bit more about Where You At Magazine real quick.
Yeah, Where You At Magazine. We've got our new LSU preview issue coming out this weekend. You can find it at over 650 locations around the city. If you go to whereyouat.com, you'll see right at the top of the homepage, best things to do in New Orleans this weekend. And you can also click to read the latest issue there. But yeah, we've been around for almost 30 years, and we're all about where to go, what to eat, and who to see.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Josh, as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tommy. Thank you.
Josh Danzig, owner of Where You At Magazine. We'll take a quick break. I can tell you where Newell is at. He's at an insurance conference. We'll talk more about it when we come back here on WWL.